This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Preston Bryant is Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia and a very good friend of this program. He joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary.
Coy, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
How is your week going?
It's going great. It's been busy. I've spent several days in the valley. This week in Winchester and Harrisonburg, and yesterday in Lexington. And this is the perfect time of the year to be in Virginia's Piedmont and in the valley. The leaves are just fabulous. Another week and they'll be on fire.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. This is just another reminder of why we live here and a good place to be. I wanted to talk, we don't have much time to talk today, but with the time that we have, I wanted to discuss energy with you and this whole idea of coal and energy consumption in Virginia. And I know this is particularly, you wouldn't think this is at first glance, under the purview of the natural resources, but actually this is one of the things you deal with all the time.
Well, it is. Coal, obviously, is a very historic commodity in Virginia, especially in Southwest Virginia. And it's been the lifeblood of Southwest Virginia economically for centuries. But coal, like every other natural resource, has its limits. And the Secretary of Natural Resources works very closely with the Secretary of Commerce and Trade on coal issues because within the Secretary of Commerce and Trade's office, there is the Department of Mines, Mineral, and Energy. And that's where coal comes in. But it also has a very important environmental component. It is a limited resource. It's a dirty resource, to be quite frank, but it's one that's been very important to Virginia, so we work together very closely on it.
And getting coal out of the ground and shipping it out of Virginia, we've been doing that for a long, long time.
Yeah, coal is Virginia's only major energy export. We as Virginians, we import more than half of our total energy needs. Coal is the only major energy export that we have, and it's on the decline.
And, you know, if you live in Charlottesville, you can't, most people in Charlottesville live near railroad tracks, and the tracks go right through town, and we see frequently, in fact, more than one time a day, you'll see those empty coal cars heading west, going through Charlottesville and heading across Albemarle County and going over the mountain where they pick up coal. And then they, I believe they go east down by the river where it's a more level track and
right.
head down to the port.
Correct. Virginia, we ship coal abroad. We ship it to other states, and we obviously use it ourselves. The Appalachian Power has a number of coal-burning facilities. Virginian Power obviously does a lot more with nuclear power, but Appalachian Power, which serves basically the part of the state from Lynchburg west, is primarily a coal-burning, power-generating company.
Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources, is our guest today. Mr. Secretary, is the amount of coal that Virginia is producing, is that going up, is it going down, or remaining steady?
Yeah, no, as I said, coal is a natural resource, and like all natural resources, it has its limits. We peaked in terms of our coal production at about 1990 or 1991, and we've seen a steady decline in coal production over the last 15 years, and we will see a continuing steady decline over the next 50 to 85 years upcoming. We're going to see production get down to about 20 million tons a year over the next 15 years. Then beyond that, it's going to drop to 10 million tons a year or lower over the succeeding 25 years. So what I'm saying is between the middle, probably the middle part of next century, the middle part of this century and toward the end of this century, you're going to see Virginia's coal production really peter out. And that's going to be quite an economic thing for Southwest Virginia. There are some counties down there, Wise, Buchanan, Dickinson primarily, between a quarter and a third of their revenue comes from the coal industry, coal severance taxes and the like. And so this is a declining revenue source for three of Virginia's 95 or 96 counties.
And those counties are already hurting, arguably.
and they are already hurting. It's not arguable at all. They are already hurting.
And so this doesn't bode well. I mean, what are there any? Is there anything in place now that that people have in mind to help Southwest, recognizing that coal production doesn't look good for the future?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this has been a long known trend in coal production, and a succession of governors, starting Governor Allen, started focusing on Southside and Southwestern Virginia in terms of economic development activity. Governor Warner did a great deal to turn focus on Southside and Southwest Virginia for economic development. Toward the end of his administration, you may recall, he fashioned a deal with a company called CGS to do a lot of high-tech data processing in Southwest Virginia. They're locating a facility there worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's going to employ hundreds upon hundreds of people at very high wages. And so there's been a very, very concentrated focus to turn Southside and Southwest Virginia's economies away from agribusiness, which is still very important, but, you know, obviously, tobacco is in decline, coal is in decline, so we really need to retool and regear those sections of Virginia for economic development, and Governor Kaine has obviously continued the work that Governor Warner started.
Yeah, the very things that sustained these communities for so long and in many ways created these communities aren't going to be there.
Precisely. Perhaps the biggest thing that Governor Warner did and that Governor Kaine has continued is the so-called broadband initiative, where they are laying literally hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of miles of third-generation or next-generation broadband. And that's one of the reasons that this big company, CGS, decided to go into Southwest Virginia, is because of the available infrastructure that we're putting there is the latest and the greatest.
So this laying down this infrastructure, we're actually seeing some return on this already with these.
Already, absolutely. And the regions are working together. I mean, Southwest Virginia has banded together with Southside Virginia so that you have two huge regions of the state, both of which are economically depressed, working together to pull each other up and themselves as a whole up by their own bootstraps.
Well, there's
a terrific success story.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen everywhere. I mean, if we could only get Hampton and Virginia Beach or some of these other regional areas to cooperate, which they seldom do now.
Absolutely. Regional cooperation is where it's at.
That's a good lesson. I thought it was interesting. I was looking over some recent numbers here that Virginia's fuel consumption is actually well above the national average.
Yeah, Virginia, in terms of just gas, I mean, we are a growing state. In 1960, we had our state population was 4 million. Well, today it's 7.5 million, and by the end of the governor's term in 2010, we'll be at 8 million people. So that we'll see from 1960 to 2010, that 50-year period, we will have seen Virginia's population double. Well, obviously, with that kind of growth, Virginians are just like Americans. We're addicted to our cars, for good or bad. We drive a lot, especially Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. And Virginia's gas consumption, petroleum consumption, is about 10% more than what the average American uses in a year. The average American uses 450, 475 gallons, something like that. Virginians are using just over 500 gallons a year on average.
What do we know why that is? Do we just have more roads, or are we farther from our work? Or
we have seen the number of cars. If you just look at the number of cars that the Department of Motor Vehicles registers, we have seen just since, I want to say, the early 80s, we've seen the number of cars go up by about 70%. That we have registered in Virginia.
Wow.
At the same time, we've only added, in terms of lane miles that are constructed, roads that are constructed, we've only seen about maybe a 10% increase. So we have all these new cars on not that much more road. And what is that a prescription for? But congestion that we obviously see in primarily in Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia, but certainly Charlottesville has its growing pains and congestion pains as well. But we do a lot of driving. We have not sufficiently invested, in my opinion, we have not sufficiently invested in public transit in those high-growth areas like Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. That's simply something we must do. And the governor Kaine, proposed you know, scores of millions of additional dollars for public transit trains and Virginia Rail Express, Metro, Subway in Northern Virginia, and the buses, the bus systems in our cities. And unfortunately, a lot of the governor's initiatives in terms of transportation improvements were spiked by the legislature, and that's probably a discussion for another show.
Yeah, we haven't seen the end of that, and
we have not.
I'm certain come January we're going to see a lot more headlines about transportation, and hopefully they can all sort of, everybody can meet in the middle. I mean, that would be the ideal way
I think the tide is turning a little bit. Just in today's Washington Post, there was a poll that showed the vast majority of Northern Virginians are very much on board with where the governor is in terms of transportation solutions. And they are not quite so keen on where the legislature is. But as you say, I think those things will shake out in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Preston Bryan is Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia and a very good friend of this program. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much. We're going to break here for some local news, and we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you again.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.